With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. A new mobile voting centre is cruising through Santa Cruz County this election season, bringing voting directly to residents. Not only is the Votemobile serving those who can't venture far from their homes due to COVID-19, it's also helping those who lost their homes in the CZU Lightning Complex fire. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The Votemobile backs into a parking lot on the west side of Santa Cruz. It looks like a taco truck, but instead of tacos, you can order a ballot. Two glass customer service windows take up one side of the trailer. The rest is brightly painted with an American flag and the word vote in giant letters on each side. Let's just say you can't miss it. Yeah.
So we're going to get ready to put up the canopy and then set up everything.
Elizabeth Perez is one of three people running the Votemobile. The team quickly opens the canopy, which provides shade for four private voting booths. A generator powers the Votemobile. It's all connected to the county's election information management system. And inside the trailer, a big printer can serve up the right ballot on demand. The Votemobile is essentially the elections office on wheels.
So there you go.
On this day, it's stationed at Garfield Park Village, a senior apartment complex that's dotted with fruit trees, hummingbird feeders, and the smell of roses. Yay. Yeah. Yay. Kathy Cirillo celebrates as she drops off her mail-in ballot.
It's fun. I've been very excited about voting, especially this time, and I think it went very smoothly.
Since mid-October, this new mobile voting center has visited farmers markets, a homeless services center, and communities ravaged by recent wildfire. At another retirement community across town, 29-year-old Agnes Huff, a veteran, stopped by to cast her ballot via the Votemobile. Huff lost her home on Swanton Road in the CZU Lightning Complex fire.
It's completely burned down, along with probably at least 90% of the homes in Swanton and Last Chance.
Among the million things on her mind was voting.
I mean, I wanted to make sure that I could still get out there and make sure my voice was heard. And yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a concern.
The wildfire destroyed more than 900 homes in Santa Cruz County. For some residents, mail-in ballots couldn't be delivered, either because residents did not provide a change of address or they thought their election mail would be forwarded, which isn't allowed in California. Gail Pellerin is Santa Cruz County's chief elections official.
My catchphrase was, you've lost your home, you're not going to lose your right to vote. So we wanted to give them every opportunity to plan and get a ballot.
Pellerin wanted a mobile voting center for years. When the pandemic hit, she thought now is the perfect time to do it. Little did she know, it would also be valuable for fire survivors, who after going through so much, could have the elections office come to them.
And these are such amazing people. I mean, they are still in the throes of losing their home and figuring out where they're going next. And they're calling me saying, I want to make sure I can vote and get my ballot.
As of Monday, more than 500 residents have cast their ballot via the Votemobile, from fire survivors to seniors. Bridget Stennis dropped off her mail-in ballot into a slot on the side of the trailer.
I think it's wonderful. We need the Votemobiles everywhere, so make it easy for people to vote.
First-time voter Ian Lee stopped by the Votemobile with his mom. He says voting in a pandemic is interesting.
Weird situation overall. It's a good thing that they have this outdoors so I can vote safely and everyone else can vote safely.
Voting on wheels, where the polls come to you. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.